Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesibili mhlaka 13 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela endabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo.
Ele Melika selethe seyindodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. U-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo.
Umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba yizinto ezimbili kuyo.
Uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eWashington DC. Ihlandla lama-semifinals awe-FIFA World Cup liqala namuhla ngomdlalo ophakathi kwe-Argentina le-Croatia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende waseMelika izolo wethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. kanye lonkosikazi kakula kwaShitagwireyi uSandra Mpunga izijeziso zenotho esithi ababili laba benza imisebenzi yenkohlakalo i-corruption. Ugatsha lukahulumende weMelika olwe-Office of Foreign Assets Control i-OFAC lwazise ukuthi uMnangagwa Jr. lo mkatagwireyi bafakelwe izijeziso lezi ndawonye lonqobile Magwizi lo obheji muka kanye lamankampani amabili lobudlelwano lotagwireyi abalisa Fossil Agro kanye le-Fossil Contracting. Izijeziso lezi zandulele umhlangano omkhulu ophakathi kukamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden labakhokheli bamazwe yase-Afrika owe-US Africa Summit oqala namuhla khonapha eWashington DC. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga kulomhlangano ngoba ungomunye wamalunga e-ZANU-PF afakelwa izijeziso zenotho nguhulumende waseMelika ebethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. UMnumzana KulakwaShitagwireyi ongumnikazi wenkampani yeSakunda Holdings njalo engumngane kamongameli Mnangagwa yena wetheswa izijeziso ngo-2020. Elemelika lazise njalo ukuthi selesule amabizo amanye amalunga ezanu-PF alitshumi lasikhombisa 17. Kuluhlu lwalo lwezijeziso abalisa uMnumzana Rugare Kumbo, u-Ignatius Chombo, Nicholas Koche labanye. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla le-Triple C eMelika uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
I-America lokhu iqhubeka ngendaba yabo yama-sanctions, thina we have nothing to do with it. U-champion in chief uChamisa wakhuluma ngakho wathi ama-sanctions kumele ahambe, but i-America la ibone ngantha kuqakathekile abakwenzayo.
Ithi njalo iMelika abantu laba baphatheke kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo esingathi yi-corruption. Okuludaba lani elihlala likhala ngalo ukuthi inkohlakalo ivelela kakhulu kuhulumende, lingathini ngalokho?
Hayi, njengoba ngikhulume kuqala laphana ngisithi mina i-America layo ifaka izijeziso after sebebona ukuthi inkohlakalo ihamba kanjani. So thina njenge-Triple C saqala sikhuluma from the beginning ukuthi ama-sanctions kumele akhitshwe, but ma bebone kuqakathekile ukuthi bafake njenge-America, hayi thina siyaphonga ukukhangela lathi sibone ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Abe Zanu PF ubona bathu kuthele bathi izitsheziso lezi ziveza sobala ukuthi uhulumende weMelika akazimiselanga ukuvuselela ubudlelwano bakhe leZimbabwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Mina ngithi mina ma sifuna ukukhangela ukuthi izikonomi masikhangela ngendaba zeikonomi zamazwe wonke jikelela emhlabeni lapha bahamba through iAmelika noma kuyifinance, i-financial transactions, i-New York Stock Exchange. So ma iZimbabwe layo ifuna ukukhonsidwa, kumele ikhangele ukuthi izijeziso lezi zivela ngaphi, uye bangazilungisa njani. Thina asilandaba lakho lokhu siyi-CCC, ngoba thina sabatshela sathi kumele babone labo ukuthi bayihambisa njani indaba leyo, ukuthi balungise izinto okumele iAmelika ikhiphe izijeziso.
Yona iZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi iphakathi kwemizamo yokulungisa ubudlelwano bayo leMelika lamanye amazwe eyangentshonalanga esingathi ngama-Western countries. Ngemva kwezijeziso lezi, ubona iZimbabwe iqhubeka yini izama ukudlelana lamazwe la ikakhulu iMelika, kumbe la izahle ikhalale iqalise ukwenza okwayo?
Into ehluphayo kathesi mnumzana Nkomo ikuthi we are a small world. We are connected, interconnected amazwe wonke. Imali zonke la ma-financial transactions adlula through iAmelika. So ukuthi iZimbabwe layo izonde ithi siyenze izinto zayo, bawuzama khonokho since 2001 befakelwa izijeziso, akukasebenzi. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuafekta labantu abathengisa amatamatisi ezitradeni eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai isiphathamandla sebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena osole kakhulu lezi zijeziso.
Iyamangalisa ukuthi ubone ilizwe le-America libuya lingenela endabeni zethu ngapha ngendlela enjalo. Ngoba mina bembona engazathi lobo sokufanana nokuthi kona usungena emzini womuntu, ngoba wena mhlawumbe uzibona uneziqhwanga ezokuthi uyakwazi ukungena lapho ufuna khona. Kukanti akumelanga kube zinto enjalo. Mina bengiqala ukuthi kona babekhangele izinto ababezikhangele ezingakhonoko komhlabathi nokunye lokho, kodwa nxa sebezekhata njengokuthi kona kathi sebethethe unkosikazi kaTagire nomntana kamongameli babafaka khonapho. Lakhe kahle pho abafuna ukujeziswa kuyini, njalo kunceda ngani, ukusiza njani njengelizwe leZimbabwe. So kudengisa nje ukuthi hhayi abantu nje abafuna ukudengisela iziqhwala zabo phezu kwabanye abantu.
IMelika baba Chuma ithi abantu laba baphatheka kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo, yikho nje befakwe kuzijeziso lezi. Ikakhulu kuthiwa badlelana lo baba uTagwirei, iMelika ethi ngumuntu okhohlakeleyo kakhulu.
Umnumzana uTagwirei siye sambona, ngiyabona ebeku-graduation ceremony esolusi university, echasisa uhamba wakhe ikhampani ubana yakuqala njani njalo ngowapha umnyaka ngangale phambanisi. Ngiyabona wathi ngo-2001 ne-2003 ekhula waze wafaka indlu yakhe, wathengisa indlu yakhe ukuthi akhulisele ibhizinisi yakhe, wakhulekeya phambili. Mina bengicabanga ukuthi kona abantu abanjenge-America ekhuluma nge-democracy njalo lokuthi umuntu nxa ethiwa wona uwomile uqala ahanjiswe emthethwandaba andibana ukuthi yosuba yiwomile, but umuntu uyaprecharjelina afake kuhle phambi komthethwandaba. Pho bona nxa bezakhuluma ngokuthi bona oTagwirei labona labo unkosikazi wakhe labo bayenza i-corruption eyinto esingakayiboni thina lapha, ngoba even ama-courts ethu asike ngatawule ekhona efikayo yamtraya genezi yambamba ukuthi yenze ulutho olubi.
Ungathi izijeziso lezo kwengezwa kwazo kuchiya imizamo yeZimbabwe leMelika zokuthi zivuselele ubudlelwano ingapi?
yalimaza kakhulu sibili ngoba angiyabona umongameli welizwe uthethe isinqumo sokuthi bona iZimbabwe izaba umngami wamazwe wonke, ayifuni ukuthi ibe nesika mutshela sinye. Yikho ubona ethethe uhlelo lalolo lokuthi bona engage and re-engage. Xa ngithi engage futhi abanye mhlawumbe bethi ngazalani nabo sidinge ubudlelwane nabo. I-re-engagement ilabo ebevele sizwalana nabo kodwa sagqina sesingasazwanani. So sifuna ukuthi sibuyele bengayo bakithi mayoyo asikhumene umlotha sibuyele sithizwane njalo njengakhulumo besikwenza makokuqala. Manje pho laba sebesebetengisa-ke lokwalathi ngesingizi i-big brother mentality yokufuna uba nje yibhuli lokonokwana nje ukuthi wena ufuna ukuhlukumeza njeukuthi utshengisele ukona wena ulamandla ukuthi ungayenza ngitsho la yini oyithandayo.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma ulilunga lebandla lezanu PF sixoxela ekobulawa yo kusenjalo uqala namuhla umhlangano wokugxilisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe yaseAfrika obizwe ngomongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden. UBiden uzahlangana labakhokheli bamazwe eAfrika laba khonapha eWashington DC bekhulumisana ngokuchiyeneyo okugoqela amabhizimusi. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswa izijeziso iMelika isithi akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo wayo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba emhlanganweni lo. Ngokuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqakatheke kubani. Ungabe uqakatheke kuwona ama-Afrika noma uqakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni? Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela akade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano-ke uBiden uzama-ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu ebeselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Baba uNkomo akekho kulo mhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKulakwashita Gwirey labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisitizizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano. Ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamNkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona-ke ukuthi la e-Afrika kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhe ubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, oKenya, sikungena oZambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa-ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa izano okungawuculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela sibonile izano ithaya abantu ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Sixoxela ekwele South Africa. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi ugatsha lwezempilakahle solulaye abongi ukuthi baye emhlanganweni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eHarare kusasa ozaqhutshwa phansi kwendikimba ethi nyika inobakwaneveni bayo kumbe ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi. I-Chronicle ithi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqaphe isimo kwezempilakahle kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 kwele Botswana. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7 linjani, linjani wasakazi wethu lesazwe indaba zeZimbabwe ezingathathi hlangothi. Angilankani ngento eyenziwe nguChiwenga. UChiwenga akalanhloni sibili. Esuka khona lekibe emashwela lende siyavulisa isibhedlele ematiplende siyakhiwe ngabantwana besigaba. Abantwana besigaba bazakhele beyakhela abadala babo. So uChiwenga sezovulisa isibhedlele leso ezoqhatsha abantu bakibo khona ngale bavele emashwela lende. Akulunganga khona lokhu yena abakwenza uChiwenga. Akulunganga ngempela. Ikliniki le ibekumele ukuthi ivulwe ngomasebhu abesigaba ngoba into le iyenziwe abantu babo. Wona uChiwenga uma befuna ukuvula ikliniki kaba yakhe iyabo iklinika behambe beyivulela abantu nje. Uhulumeni athi bathi bahulumeni wabantu kanti manje mabe uhulumeni wabantu wabantu bazakhela njani noma clinic ona bekhona. Ah, not fair, not fair. Uchiwe ngakuthi nje abantu abangalandloni kabayangeki umuntu wakho onyapho ngokuvela ebantwini nje into engayakho anguwe vele kadingeki kade ngadingeki uchiwe kade sibahle baze baqeda inyama baqeda ezakhamiza izinyama esuka khona le eHarare soqedela abantu base Plumtree inyama yabo shuwa la masochable uchiwe nga hayi hayi zinuke nabagwaba abantu bemashona lady hawo hawo okuyayangisa manje.
Msakazi, msakazi kangibingelele msakazi, msakazi wamomuhle labalaleli bonke linjani linjani basakazi bethu. Okhulumayo ngesijumba msakazi. Bengithi lami ngeke ngiphawule loludaba lolulama MPs lawo athola imali ezinkulu kangako abantu behlupheka. Sazi labo lawo ma MP lawa kusibo bantu okufanele ukuthi bamela abantu ngoba buka ke bathatha leyo mali begijimisa ukwakha izindlu zabo bakhohle ukuthi bathethe imali yelive ngabe bathatha leyo mali bavule amaplazi kulinywe loba amatamatisi loba yini ezwenza abantu bakwazi ukuthola umsebenzi abantu baselizweni ilizwe lakhiwe. So kuyacaca ukuthi lokho ngabantu nje abafuna ukuzidlela abafuna ukudla esiswini sabo kuphela abamelanga abantu. So abafunakala abantu abanjalo kuyimi engibaphethe vele bengiyahle mbaxotshe same time hayi ukuthi mhlawumbe bengizothini abafanelanga kumela abantu labo msakazi. Imali msakazi ayinikezwe abantu abasebenza ngaphandle kwelizwe yibo abantu abazoza leplan yokakhilizwe yibo abantu abalomqondo wokusebenza abangeke bathatha imali bayidlalise. Mina ngokubona kwami lawa ama MP kuyafana le mali lama 15,000 la esezwa kuthiwa anikezwa ama overdraft kudala benzani ngayo.
Sanibonani basazi beStudio 7. Siyalibingelela njalo boChris Gandela bontungamini Nkomo ngomsebenzi omuhleli wenzayo lapho. Hayi sithanda ukubonga imibuzo elibuzo okubabogawule yababuza impela ngecorruption esezweni uyafuna ukuphendula laphana yezwakala ngemali le yokuthiwa kumele kube namaplazi kulungisenile ukuze ngezelelwe ugesi ngendaba zamasola kumbe ezomoya kanjani njani kuyezwakala mpela ukuthi kule mali ezafakwa lapho kodwa kulabantu abakade idliwa ngoba ngubani. Mawungakhumbula ukuthi uzibuse simthethe nini, kwenzakaleni, kwenzakalani, ngikuwe khuluma baba lapho ukuthi umgodi uyasala ingaphelanga, amadama asala engaphelanga kubangelwa yini. Ma uthi uyabheka ngiyakuzwa linganisa le-South Africa ukuthi Eskom nayo iyahlupheka ngogesi. Yes, of course, e-South Africa into zangikhona beziphilwa lona leyo mpilo ebiphilwa khona lapho kubozane uPF into eyimfihlo. Kodwa kuthe sokuqala ukuvela ababona babona ukuthi kune-corruption bababhedulula babashiye babachayile lini elingavumi ukukhulunywa kwenu kuyesabeka. Uma umongameli walapha e-South Africa le mali engange-20 engahamba ama-millions amadola ajontshwe endlini. What about lina khona ngapho elingafuni ukukhulunywa, elingafuni ukusolwa, lile malini-ke lina? Izimali nanzo ziyaphuma ama-500 million okuthiwa amagranti la anikezwa wona ama-ministers. Kanti kasebenzi ama-ministers wona lawo? Asebenzi na umbuzo yokuthi abasebenzini imali yonke le engaka ezibhedlela kunamithi akulalutho, ezikolweni siyanikezwa ukuthiwa sizithengele amabhuku. Kodwa bona umnankawoko abathi befundisa abantu babo izinto bebezihole esikolweni.
Nibone Studio 7, simbone ninjani na hayi nami ngiyaphila. Sibona nje kuyaluyalu
obezwe lakithi.
Kunento njengibuza eyodwa kubantu laba abayemukele i-40,000. Yebo, ye imali ye-fraud leyo. Into engiyibuzayo ukuthi kanti i-government yake yaba nemali kumbe imali abantu abakulona i-bank. So lapha kulombuzo onzima kimi engizibuza wona ukuthi hawu kanti uhamba njani iZimbabwe zile bank kumbe i-reserve bank yiyo eboleka abantu imali yokuthiwa ngiyakulona. So le mali le ebalelwa izandla ile problem. So ke into engizama ukuyichazisela abantu lapha ukuthi hayi lapha abantu laba abayemukela imali sebeyemukela imali ngendlela engayisiyiyo ngoba ayila bank statement ukuthi imali ngithole ebhenki kuhamba kanje kanje kanje. So enye into engizama ukuyifaka lapha ukuthi ama-MPs bengazami ukuzidefenda ngento engalala msebenzi. Bona ba-receive imali yobusela.
Ngiye ngithi ukulibingelela abalaleli nabasakazi be-Studio 7. Eyi, nami ngithi inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu ngalo ubaba abawuthi umgawule lowo. Mina ngenze ngifise nje ngize ngihambisane lomunye ubaba kwakhuluma wathi imali yabe liswelo kokuthi lifake umuntu ongakhuluma lani ekhulumela izanu ungalula lifake izinja nje zikhonkothe than kufake ugawule. Ugawule into ayikhuluma akayazi ukuthi umi kuphi akakwazi. Vele singamfanani sasithi ngumalulwani nje ukuthi kuyaphapha inyoni kodwa ungakubheka kahle ligundwani isinanakazana akaqedakali ukuthi yena umi kuphi ugawule unjani.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, ungasithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC lisungula umhlangano walo wokukhetha abakhokheli abatsha kuliviki ngesikhathi lisehla kakhulu inani labantu abasekela leli bandla. Umsakazo munye uthi umongameli wakwele Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin kasoze aqhube umhlangano wakhe avame ukuwenza ephendula imibuzo yentatheli zindaba lonyaka. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi uPutin ehluleke ukwenza lo mhlangano phakathi kweminyaka elithumi edluleyo. Isizathu asaziwa. Kodwa lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia liphakathi kokulwisana lele Ukraine.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7. uze konke okuphathelane lo mncintiswano lo sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Ihlandla lama semifinals omncintiswano weFIFA World Cup lisungulwa namuhla kwele Qatar ngomdlalo ophakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. IMorocco eyilolodwa iqembu laseAfrika eselisele kwimidlalo idlala leFrance kusasa. Kubika intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda.
IMorocco edume igama lokuthi the Atlas Lions igengule iPortugal 1-0 endlaleni wabo wama-quarterfinals benza imbali enkulu ngoba kungela qembu leAfrika elake lafika kulesi sibanga. Mnumzana Thulani Ndlovu uthi imidlalo yalo nyaka ibe simanga ngoba kade kungena muntu obekhalele impumela ezikhona manje.
Khanye ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona kuzathatha itimu engazake ithathe lapha ngokubona kwami. Khangelela uChrishi idlala ibhola elimnandi kakhulu. The Morocco like ngathi seduzana phela uqala sasikwazi vele Spain baba kuphakathi oBrazil baba nombukeli World Cup iqalisa nje uyabukwazi ukucinga ukuyaqinda ku Spain leBrazil lapho Argentina ama base vele asenze sangaboni into World Cup ngoba I think imenzini vele ibhora ndibukele ka one.
Okufakazwa ngesinye njalo esakamiza kobulawa uNico Khumalo.
Hawe uyabona le World Cup le ibhodiyanti itricky kodwa definitely iArgentina ngiyibona izathatha ngoba angithi uyabona iArgentina ngehistory even if they start slow they get stronger with every stage they get to and then again Messi is the driving force because he needs to set he needs to equal Maradona's status by winning at least the World Cup. He has won everything.
Umehlulile Sando Dube uthi iqembu leMorocco yilo lizothatha inkezo yeWorld Cup.
Asiyesabo olokuzena uMessi. Hayi, akuladaba nabo uMessi. Modiste ndlala iborufali ground yonke sidlalela mnandi. Namanye ama-teammates akhe basapotana kuhle sibi. Croatia versus Morocco final.
Isithatha Croatia.
First African team uyangena ku-final. Morocco. But ama team amakhulu na la utotwa kulabo Germany labo banibani bahle bephume masinya sesadinwa abo Brazil labo Germany ni dominance yabo.
Umnuzana Methuseli Dlamini wempophoma ngomunye wabathi ngeke babhejele imidlalo le futhi.
Lapha 50-50 tisa lapha any team ingathatha la. But ngaba le upper hand mbona iFrance ingathatha.
Argentina na Messi.
Strike force ilayo but kwezi ama departments amanye hayi ngani yale kare.
Abesifazane abakhuthazwa ngudokotela uSindi ukuthi bangahluphani labo mkabo nxa befuna ukubukela ibhola kumabonakude.
Ukuthi kube mnandi endlini ngalesi sikhathi so kumele mama umsapoti ubaba mayithanda ibhola kungaba ngi-remote ukuthi wena usufuna ukubukela lokhyana lalokhyana umsapoti ngoba i-World Cup is just for a short time iyadlula kodwana amasopi aphele ahlele khona. Ngizithandela nje amateammate e-Africa lapha but sendilahliswe yiSenegal leGhana bandilahlisile kodwa hayi ithemba lami sengikhangelele yona iMorocco.
Mama kuma semifinals iqembu leCroatia lincilana lele Argentina kodwa ngolesithathu ebusuku iMorocco idlala leFrance. Amaqembu amabili anqoba kulimdlalo azadibana ngesonto kuba ngayinkezo yeWorld Cup ka-2022 eQatar. Ngimele Studio 7 igama mwezo Jesus Bank.
Sibonge ijaha elidala uEzra Chisaspanda. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Elemelika selethese indodana kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso zenotho ndawonye lonkosikazi kakula kwashetagwireyi libethesa umlando wenkohlakalo. Uqala namhla umhlangano wokugxilisa wobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika obizwe ngumongameli Joe Biden khonapha eMelika. Ihlandla lama semifinals awe FIFA Soccer World Cup liqala namhlanje umdlalo phakathi kweArgentina leCroatia. Kwanele mthwakazi omuhle likhumbule zikhona eza kusihlwa ngo-half past 7 na. Asibeni sonke kwezekuseni njalo kusasa ngo-half past 6. Yimi uNtungamilinkomo, litshone kuhle.